Welcome to another episode of Questions Are Answers, and today we're going to be talking about why you don't need to put so much pressure on yourself to always be following your intuition or to always be on the right path in life. And the reason why I bring this up is because if you've been following me for some time now and have read my book, many of you have probably been able to enter the state of non-thinking, which is being able to let go of our thinking, logical, reasoning mind, which always tries to judge, criticize, say why we can't do something. It's that constant chatter in your mind that tells you everything wrong with life and why nothing will ever go the way that you plan it to, and just robs you of your peace. So in my previous episodes, I talk about how you can let go of that thinking. And so if you don't know how to do that yet, definitely go back and watch those videos or read my book. But for those of you that have and have been able to make progress in maintaining this state of non-thinking, you may be wondering, okay, I've been following my intuition now, right? What I mean by non-thinking is not a state of no thought. I chose the word non-thinking for a very specific purpose. And it's because it's not a state of no thought. It's a state of non-thinking, which means you're not actively thinking about your thoughts. But that also means it is a state of thought, though, and it can be a state of no thought, but mostly it's a state of allowance, of allowing those thoughts to be there and to pass through you. And so another word for thoughts, which are things that just pop into our minds, information really, that is beyond our own thinking or logical mind, from the universe, if you will, that's where it kind of pops up from. What do you do about those thoughts? And essentially another word for that is intuition. Which means once you let go of your thinking, you want to follow your intuition, and it always knows what to do. It's that inner, still, small voice in the back of your mind that you always know what to do, that always tells you to move towards your fears and to do things that make you feel more alive, to move you closer to being most aligned with your truest self. So that's the thing that we want to follow. As we're doing that, you may come to see that it can be a little difficult to do that, especially if your thinking starts to come back and just tell you that you can't do it, or you're not good enough, or that you're not loved, you don't deserve it, or whatever it is. All of that is just thinking. As you're struggling with that, you may try to follow your intuition more, so to speak, and try to make that a focus. And then you might find yourself coming into a trap of, okay, am I following my intuition right now? Am I doing what's most aligned with myself? Am I making the right decisions right now? Like, what if, and then like constantly questioning yourself, not in a good way, but doubting if you are following your intuition enough, doubting all the decisions that you're making. And actually what that can do is help you or make you fall back into thinking and cause you to overthink and cause anxiety, fear, frustration, and all of these different things. What I want to say about that is that don't put so much pressure on yourself to always be following your intuition or to always be making the right decision or to always be making the one decision that is most aligned with your soul, whatever you want to call it. It's just unnecessary. And the reason why is because that will only lead you down a path of more thinking. And the truth is, God, the universe, life itself, whatever you want to call it, will always prompt you and bring you back to this state of being in the present. It will always bring you back to your intuition no matter what. And it will give you feedback through the form of suffering usually. So if you're not on the most aligned path, or if you're not following your intuition, life will tell you. Life will just knock you down. Life will essentially prompt you through psychological and emotional pain. And that is how we know that we're not on the path that, you know, we're most aligned with. And so don't always worry unnecessarily about trying to make sure that you're always following your intuition, or that you're always doing the most spiritual thing you possibly could, or that you're following the most aligned path for yourself. All of that honestly doesn't really matter, because you're always going to be guided back onto the path that you're meant to be on. And that's always in the present moment. And so let go of that. Allow yourself to not follow intuition for a bit and see what happens. And you'll slowly notice that you're always going to be guided back. We always have this inner GPS that brings us back to the present moment, that brings us back to who we truly are from that state of non-thinking. And we will always be guided back to peace, love, and joy. All you have to do is trust it and to let go of anything else that gets in the way of it, including worrying about trying to be most aligned with it or trying to follow your intuition all the time. I know it seems a little paradoxical, but give it a try. I'm not asking you to believe this, but to try it and see what happens. And from your own experience, you'll know what's true for you and follow that. I love you guys very much. I'll see you in the next one.